Do you feel like you are finally in a place of comfort? Do you feel like you are on autopilot sometimes? Maybe you've had a difficult journey getting to that place, and maybe you don't want to mess up the calm. Listen, I hear that, but it is just not where faith operates. Maybe you're sitting in a 9-to-5, but you know that God is calling you to move into your purpose full time. Maybe your business is operating smoothly, but God is calling you to be overly generous with the income that you have earned. Maybe you've gotten to a point where your business is operating so smoothly that you're only working a few hours a week, but God is calling you into more service with your time. Meet Esther. Friends, she had a difficult road getting to her life of luxury, and she understandably did not want to mess that up. She shifted her focus off of God and her purpose and onto herself, which we don't judge. We've all been there, but God had so much more for her. Welcome to the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur podcast and video stream. You can now catch these on YouTube as well as the podcast at the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur. Our mission is to walk you through entrepreneurship in faith and step into the full purpose that God has for you and your business. We want to help you align your mind and business biblically, take God-sized steps of obedience because we know that He blesses faith, and we want to cover your business in prayer. My name is Jen Kleiber, founder of the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur, and your host in this ongoing conversation on faith and business. So if you are a faith-filled entrepreneur, or if you feel God leading you in that direction, you, my friend, have come to the right place. So let's dig in. Before we get started, let me pray for us. Heavenly Father, I pray for each person listening. I pray that you would speak to their hearts, speak to their spirit. Lord, we know that you are working. We know that you're working behind the scenes. Help us to be obedient, to operate in wisdom, and just to have full faith in who you are, not because of the outcome that we want, but because of your character. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so as you know, the Fight Fear with Faith Bible Study Bundle is now available for pre-sale. You can head to jenkleiber.com/Bible Studies and check that out. But in the bundle, we walk through three pretty ordinary people that God uses in incredible ways: Esther, Joshua, and Nehemiah. So today, as you can probably tell, we're going to talk through some of the themes that we find in Esther. Now, as part of the Fight Fear with Faith bundle, each Bible study is 4 weeks long with a video introduction to go with each week. So as you can imagine, we dive in pretty deeply to the context and the scripture that surrounds each person. But today, we're just going to touch on Esther. Esther is definitely one of my favorites, not because she was a woman of power, although she did become that through God, but because she was just an ordinary person who really didn't want to rock the boat. But God was working so much out behind the scenes that her decision to finally be obedient literally catapulted his plan into action and elevated both Esther and Mordecai, who is also one of my favorite characters, her cousin and her spiritual mentor, elevated them into leadership positions that they could never have even imagined, right? She thought she was living her best life, but God had more planned for her. This story gives me so much encouragement because the outcome really didn't have anything to do with Esther's skill level. It was all based on her obedient heart and the work that God was doing behind the scenes. And I don't know about you, but sometimes I just don't feel equipped. It seems like things are just stopped in place and I don't know how to get them moving. And then God always shows up, right? He always takes my hand and he always leads me to the next step. And this is the basis of being a faith-filled entrepreneur. Not having it all figured out, just being willing to do and learn the skills needed for the next right step, right? Okay, back to Esther. Here are three themes that we find throughout Esther. Number one, pride goes before the fall. Number two, God's work behind the scenes. And number three, the outcome was better because of the difficulty. Okay, so let's dive into these. Now, there are a lot of lessons that we go through in the actual Bible study, but you see these three things kind of throughout the whole book of Esther. So number one, pride goes before the fall. Now we know that this is a very common verse found in Proverbs, but man, do we see this play out here between King Xerxes' rash decisions and Haman's mindset, his actions throughout the entire story. We see how this pride leads to destruction, right? So where does pride creep in as a faith-filled entrepreneur? Well, number one, I think it creeps in comparison. If you find yourself comparing yourself to other entrepreneurs as a way to measure your own success, I'd be very, very careful of your motives. This is something that we have to keep ourselves in check with. This is a natural thing, a natural human thing for us to do, especially in this era of social media marketing, where if you have part of your business on social media, you have to be on it. But we have to be careful. We have to keep our eyes on Jesus in order to navigate through this world, right? Comparison to others is either going to lift you up or it's going to put you down, but either way, it's going to be a false sense of where you are. So focusing on Jesus keeps us on track with the journey that he has for us in just his right time, right? Okay, number two, vanity measurements. So measurements like likes, followers, downloads, things like this. Okay, sure. As social media marketers, we want to make sure, just like in any other marketing realm, that the content and the message that we're putting out serves and resonates with our audience. So looking at these numbers is not a bad thing, right? But if we start to feel prideful about it, if we have a tendency to move those measurements into the space of obsessing over those numbers, then those can become idols. And this is where it gets very dangerous, right? Our focus becomes less on serving our audience and more of increasing those vanity measurements. And so we don't want to let pride creep in here. Okay, number three, our income. Obviously, as our income increases, it can be a natural reaction to start feeling prideful of our accomplishments, our things, the trajectory where we see our business going. But pride comes in when we start thinking that it is our own doing that is getting us that income, right? Instead of God bringing us to this place. Now hear me, friends. Money is impact, and it is a tool to have more impact. Money is not bad, but if we start to be prideful about it, that's when it becomes a problem, okay? And then the fourth area where I think pride can creep in is our position, right? Or our authority. Just like Haman and Xerxes, their positions of power became their source of pride. Now, I believe that God will put us in positions of power, whether that is in your business or in your church or with your family or in another realm. And by power, I just mean impact, right? But we have to be careful that we are using that position for its purpose. And what is that purpose? It is always going to be to impact the kingdom. Okay, so let's talk about why pride is such a negative thing. Because let's be honest, okay? In a lot of the secular influencer mentorship realms, pride is praised. Right? We want to be proud of what we do. We want to be bold about what we do. But we know as faithful entrepreneurs that we are held to a different standard, and we have to be very careful here. So why is pride such a negative thing? Well, in a nutshell, I think it creates an idol, whether that idol is ourselves or a higher position or more income or more likes or more followers. When we place those things ahead of God, they become idols. When we obsess over those things instead of keeping our eyes on Jesus, we start to do things independently of God, they become idols. We will not prosper if we have another idol over God. That's not our calling, friends. God has such a wealth of promises for us, but they all start with putting him first. So how do we combat pride? Okay. think we do this in two primary ways. First, we remember that just as James tells us in James 2:17, every good and perfect gift comes from God. Every talent, every sale, every person watching or listening, friends, you right now, if you're listening, watching this episode, it is because God ordained it, right? Second, our success comes from obedience. Now, God is the author and director of our journey, so the outcome is His, right? Our job is to follow, sometimes into pretty scary situations, just like Esther. So, spoiler alert on Esther, Esther's obedience ends up saving thousands of Jewish people, but it wasn't because of Esther's skill set, it was because of her obedience, right? God put her in a place of position. God led her into the next step. God gave her favor with the king, and because of all of this, she was able to have a massive impact. Okay, so let's move on. The second theme that we find in Esther is God's work behind the scenes. Y'all, this is my favorite part of Esther. This is my favorite theme. He does things that you have to look at and say, only God. And I love it when He does things in our own lives too, right? When He's been working behind the scenes, and maybe it's something small, but I just call Him God touches. Like, He's just like, I've got you and I'm still working here, right? So, to Esther and Mordecai, the situation that they find themselves in because of Haman and King Xerxes is very grim. They were scared. They were sad. They were probably angry. I'm sure that Vashti's sudden removal when the king booted her out, I'm sure that that was very top of mind for Esther as she was trying to weigh out her decision to go in front of the king. Haman's hatred for Mordecai probably stayed very top of mind for Mordecai, knowing that Haman in a flash could have Mordecai killed. I truly believe that Mordecai and Esther could have never guessed the outcome of these situations, but God had it all planned out, every detail. So friend, what looks grim right now in your life or business? Was there news you weren't expecting? Are you struggling to get sales? Is there a battle that you're facing? God is working in the background. Do you trust this? Do you trust that God is for you? If you are struggling with this truth, ask God to root this truth deep into your mind. Here are a couple of verses that I remind myself of when I'm struggling with this truth. First one, Psalm 56, 9. This I know, God is on my side. No matter what, God is on my side. Psalm 139, 16 and 17. You saw me before I was born. Every day was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. Here's the really great part. How precious are your thoughts about me, O God? They cannot be numbered. And then let me give you one more set of verses here. Isaiah 43, 1 through 4. Do not be afraid, for I have ransomed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you go through deep waters, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. Because you are precious to me, you are honored, and I love you. Let those truths sink in, friend. Despite the situation that you see, despite what is right in front of you, God is for you. Okay, and our third theme. The outcome was better because of the difficulty that they went through. This is also a difficult thing to wrap our minds around, right? Because I don't know, maybe it's just me, but I want to avoid difficulty. I'm up for a challenge, but like when difficulty comes in, when what seems like bad times come in, bad news comes in, I don't love that. I don't love that. I like to avoid that. But where have you seen the outcome end up being better because of difficulty? Think about that. So We know in the story of Esther, Haman tricks the king into making a decree to kill all the Jews on a specific date, right? And this decree gets around to the Jewish people. And as you can imagine, this causes all kinds of fear and suffering. This is also a decree that has been sealed, so it cannot be undone, even if the king changes his mind. Now, the Jewish people had lived in fear and oppression for a while because of people like Haman, right? They knew that they were not liked, and they knew that there were groups of people trying to get them out. So it wasn't like they were necessarily able to thrive in the current situation even before the decree was put out there. In fact, even Esther hid the fact that she was Jewish because of Mordecai's suggestion, right? So on the day that they were all supposed to be killed by Haman's people, the Jewish people end up fighting with God on their side, and they kill thousands of people that had been oppressing them for years. So because of the difficulty, right, I'm sure that the Jewish people would have rather just not had a date of their death put forth at all, right? But because this was set in motion, they were able to fight these people and take them out, right? Why? Because God was in control of this the whole time. So friends, if you are in the midst of a storm, take heart. You are not alone. We are either all in a storm, coming out of a storm, or about to go into a storm, because that is part of life, right? Even in Isaiah, it says, when you go through deep waters, when you go through rivers of difficulty, when you go through the fire of oppression, meaning we are going to go through all of those things. God has not left you. This is just part of the journey, friends, okay? But this is where God shows up. This is where his glory is made known. This is where his victories are shown. Usually, though, not in the way that we thought it was going to be. This is where faith grows. This is where we are elevated. This is where we have impact. So take heart, because we will all have troubles, but he has already overcome the world. I hope this has been an encouragement for you. Again, if you want to dive deeper into Esther, head to jenkleiber.com/Bible studies, where you can either pre-order a Bible study individually, or you can grab that bundle right now. If you pre-order, you actually get 3 of them for the price of 2, and you're going to get that 4-part video series per study absolutely free to go along with each study. Let's get equipped. Let's get in the Word. Let's get aligned. Thank you for being here with me today. Also, remember, if you're not watching this on YouTube, we are on YouTube. So check us out there at The Faith-Filled Entrepreneur. All of the podcast episodes are there in video, along with a few additional videos, including our series, Why We Need It and How We Read It, and the free Bible study strategies guide that goes along with that. Because friends, if we want to be elevated, if we want to have an impact, we have to be aligned biblically. Next week, we're going to continue to talk about Joshua and the amazing, somewhat confusing journey that God walked him through. So please subscribe, download, and share these episodes.